Hello, and welcome to COVID-19, Dealing with Stress and Anxiety. Over the last month or so, our lives have changed almost completely. The COVID-19 public health crisis has changed everything from how we do our schoolwork, how we spend our free time, and even down to how we communicate with our loved ones. In this podcast, I want to talk about how to deal with stress and anxiety and other mental health issues. I also would like to talk about how we can become more open-minded to change our mindset around this crisis for the better. To begin with, I would like to talk about the bad and the good about this whole situation. For some people, this could come with good things, such as being able to spend more time with family, learn how to play a new instrument, or even do things that they would never normally have time for. For others, it can come with a lot of stress about financial and job stability, or anxiety about the health and well-being of loved ones that they are not able to visit. In order to become more calm and content, one must become mindful. A simple definition of mindfulness is just to pay closer attention to the things you do each day. Instead of just being on autopilot all day long, bring awareness to the simple things you do. For example, instead of wolfing down your breakfast, take time to enjoy it, and take time to make something that you really like. Paying attention to the small things you do each day can help. It may be more interesting than you thought. I think that this quote from Olaf in Frozen 2 relates directly to our topic. He says, "This is called controlling what you can when things are out of control." I think this is really the main message here. In order for us to get through this, we need to really think on the bright side and control the good things that we have going on. The best way we can do this is take time to learn something new or even just to spend time with our family and really connect. With all the bad going on right now, we still have these small gifts to help us get by.
Coping with stress or anxiety can be different for everybody. Taking care of yourself, your friends, and your family can help you cope with stress. Taking breaks from watching, reading, or listening to news stories on TV or social media will help. Hearing about the pandemic repeatedly can be upsetting. Take care of your body by taking deep breaths, stretching, or meditating. Try to eat healthy, well-balanced meals. Exercise regularly and get plenty of sleep. Take time to unwind and do activities you enjoy. Take some space from family when you're getting irritated. Finally, always connect with others. Talk with people you trust about your concerns and how you are feeling. If you want to talk, there's always someone to listen.
I'm now going to interview someone with a different point of view on this topic. I have my brother Heath here to answer some questions on how he's dealing with the pandemic.
Hi.
So, how do you feel on a mental standpoint day to day?
I feel fine and content, but there really is no extreme feelings of, like, happiness or being excited or anything.
Okay. How are you dealing with being around family all the time?
I'm fine with it because I'm more of an extrovert and I like talking to people. And it doesn't really bother me being with them all the time.
Okay. Do you have any advice or helpful hints for other students listening?
Just do your schoolwork and spend some time doing something that you normally don't have time for. And this is a good time to get closer to your family and just spend time with them.
Okay, well, thank you for your helpful input.
From my perspective, self-isolation is hard. I like being around my friends and keeping busy with school and dance. But to deal with isolation, I've been making sure to get up early each day and making a plan to accomplish something to keep me busy. At the end of each day, I unwind by talking to my friends or watching TV, but most importantly, thinking on the bright side has gotten me through this so far.
I hope this podcast has given you some helpful hints to deal with the pandemic, or at least given you an interesting listen. For more information, go to the CDC website and mental health page. If you're looking for someone to talk to, call the hotline at 1-800-985-5990. Thanks for listening, and remember, we're all in this together.